That perfect storm, the return of near normal behavior, the leveling off of people getting vaccinated, and the new Delta variant.
The Delta variant should be that warning flag of, hey, we don't want this to get any worse.
Tacoma ER doc and State Medical Association President Dr. Nathan Schlicker explains.
We're seeing that it's about 85% effective, the vaccines against Delta at preventing disease, about 95% against hospitalization. But, you know, 85% means that 15%, about 1 in 7, can still get the disease. About 1 in 20 could still be hospitalized despite being vaccinated. And so that's the Delta variant. If we continue to allow it to evolve in the community, if we continue to allow mutation to occur because we're not getting it vaccinated, we're not getting vaccinated, and we're not curbing the disease, then we're potentially going to have new variants that could cause us more problems.
The bottom line for him.
The vaccine is good. You know, it is. A couple of key things the vaccine does. One, it protects us from the disease and keeps us open and our communities open. But two, it prevents the virus from circulating in the community to create new mutations.
Governor Inslee says our vaccination rate was just over 67% as of yesterday. Dr. Schlicker says the concern is
we have seen vaccine, you know, delivery rates drop off. We're making progress, you know, about 30,000 doses a day in the state, but we could be doing more. Right now, it is not a problem of supply of vaccine like in the early days. This is that time where if you want a shot, you can get a shot. Truly applies. So if this is that thing has been on your list that you say, hey, I'll get around to it, but I got bills to pay, groceries to pick up, 1,000 other things to do. Well, take the time, make it the priority now, because we need to get this done to, you know, help protect our communities and each other.
And he says what people should understand.
The Delta variant is about 85% protective with the Pfizer and some of the other vaccines after the second dose. Unlike the Alpha variant that we had a decent amount of protection after the first dose, the Delta variant is not seeing that protection, is similarly occurring with the first dose. So it's even twice as important now to get vaccinated and get it started. And if you're one of those ones that got your first dose and hasn't gotten the second, because again, it wasn't a priority, get in and get that second dose. Bring your immunity from 40% to 90% against the Delta variant.
For those who worry about the safety of the vaccine.
What I tell them is that we've had 20 years working with this technology of the mRNAs. And secondarily, we now have one of the largest studies in human history on the safety and efficacy of this vaccine. Now, you think about it, with a lot of cancer drugs, we're testing on 1,000 people or less, and we're approving them. We have hundreds of millions of doses delivered of this vaccine. When it comes to the safety profile of this medication, it is one of the best tested, best evaluated medications you will receive in your life. And I would bet you many of your friends have gotten medications that they've taken without a second thought, or family members have without a second thought, that have a lot less safety research attached to them, but it's good science.
And if you're one of those who says you never get a flu shot and you're always just fine.
One, this is not the flu. And what we're seeing is that as this disease evolves and mutates, it's getting more and more virulent.
A lot of this comes down to the numbers.
50% more transmission with the Alpha variant. 50% more than that with the Delta variant. More hospitalizations. So it is continuing to evolve and adapt to the pressures that are applied to it. And death is easy when it comes to COVID. There are a lot of people living out there with long-term complications from this disease. Now, I've got friends that are in their 30s that have heart failure, that have gotten blood clots from it, that may not be able to return to the activities they love ever. You know, and so when we talk about it, people say, well, I'm not going to die. Well, that's not the only outcome that can impact your life. There are a lot of things, chronic fatigue, pulmonary embolisms, heart disease and lung damage that could forever change what you are enjoying as your healthy 20 and 30s and make your life a lot different, even if you survive. Quality of life, not just quantity of life, is a real issue for folks.
And here's the thing about the Delta variant.
So when we hear about India, you know, and what has just ravaged their country, that is the future we're trying to avoid here with vaccinations. You know, it's much like the UK variant, the Alpha variant, that ravaged the United Kingdom around Christmas and sent them back into lockdown. When that hit the US in March and April and into May, we had thankfully reached enough vaccination that we started to have a little bit of protection from it. And we went back up. There was no argument. our cases spiked back up after February when we were kind of on that downslope. But we were able to weather that storm because of the vaccination rate and the protections we had. But again, Delta, you know, the India variant is much higher, much more transmissible. And as a result, you know, and much more likely to get you in the hospital. So again, yes, we're doing more and more vaccine and more protection, but the disease is getting smarter and more aggressive. And so it means we need to be more and more and more vaccinated to protect ourselves.
If we let things go just as they are with this flattened out vaccination rate, Schlicker worries.
We're at a crossroads, much as we were when the UK variant hit. You know, everybody was thinking we were going back. If you remember, the governor was opening back up phases. And then Pierce County, where I live, backslid into phase one because the UK variant took over and we exploded. We're at that point again where we're seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, and our choices will decide, do we get there or are we going to potentially backslide again? And that's a real risk with the Delta variant or whatever comes after it. And so I just encourage folks, take the time to get vaccinated, to protect yourself, still use common sense and precautions. Again, I may be vaccinated, but I don't like the idea of a 5% risk of getting hospitalized with the Delta variant. So when I'm in mass gatherings with people that I don't know, I'm still wearing a mask.